News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Actress Lily Collins has announced the birth of her first child this week through surrogacy, but she was quickly accused of renting another woman's body to avoid becoming pregnant herself. Where do we draw the ethical line on surrogacy? For more on this, I am joined by Natalie Sutherland, surrogacy solicitor and partner at Burgess Me Family Law. Good morning to you, Natalie. Were you surprised at the backlash against Lily Collins?
Unfortunately not, no. We see this all the time with surrogacy. It hits such a nerve with people, and everyone behind their keyboard likes to be able to criticise. And I mean, it's easy, isn't it, to say you shouldn't be buying babies and things like that, which of course you shouldn't be. But infertility is a disease that is absolutely indiscriminate, and we don't know why Lily Collins and her husband chose to use surrogacy, and it's none of our business.
And I do feel sorry for them, because I have no doubt that when you announce you've had a child, it should be a joyous moment, and
exactly.
Not, I suppose, tempered by or possibly ruined by lots of people saying nasty things about you. But nonetheless, there are ethical concerns around commercial surrogacy, and many of them are valid.
Absolutely. So I would never deny that there are some bad actors, because there are. We've seen it time and again in certain countries, and that is usually where there is an economic disparity. But what we have seen in countries where it is regulated is that it is a much better system. Surrogates are protected, intended parents are protected, and there is an ethical framework in which everybody works in.
But isn't it very difficult if you live in Ireland, for example, where our listeners do, and they want to engage a surrogate mother to have a child for them for reasons of infertility, or for reasons maybe of same-sex couples or what have you? It is very hard to know what sort of ethical considerations have been given if you go to India, or if you even go to Ukraine. If you go to most countries, I mean, let's put it this way. There aren't women from poor countries hiring surrogates from wealthy countries. That's not the way this goes.
No, I accept that. But I think it is really, really important for intended parents to do their own due diligence. So do your research, check that the agency that you're using has ethical standards. I know that obviously the US is usually considered the gold standard,
yeah.
But it's very expensive. So other countries pop up where there will be bad actors. And as an intended parent, you need to ask yourself if that is something that you are willing to engage in, because there is this supply and demand.
But supposing you are, I mean, that's the real key here, isn't it? Mm. And I agree with you that in America, it seems to be mainly things like college students, but it is, as you say, far more expensive. But suppose you're saying as a parent, you need to decide if you will engage with unethical practices. But supposing you say, yes, I am, because I don't have very much money and I'm desperate for a baby. Is that justification enough to hire a woman in India who has been coerced into surrogacy, as we have seen and heard in the past, to pay off their family's debts and things like that? Mm.
I mean, I wouldn't personally. So that would be my own.
The question I'm asking you, though, Natalie, is should that be the choice of a Western woman? Well, supposing you're not willing to do that, but I am. Well, is that okay then?
I think there should be regulation in every country. I think there's a lot of call for saying that surrogacy should be banned to stop what you're suggesting. And I don't think that is ever going to be possible, because if you will have a country where they do ban it, you are just exporting it to another country, and that feeds the issues of unethical.
In fairness, it is mostly exported to other countries already. Most people who hire a surrogate do not hire a domestic surrogate. There is a difference between, obviously, commercial surrogacy and altruistic surrogacy. That's fair to say, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
And obviously, I don't know if we know anything about Lily Collins' situation. Mm-hmm. For people who are considering entering into this, Natalie, I know this is your area of expertise. What would you advise?
Absolutely, to do your due diligence and to get legal advice, because if you are going to another jurisdiction, you need to understand the laws there and you need to understand the laws when you get home. People who want to have children who can't have them the usual way and have to go through surrogacy are usually very desperate to have those children. They don't want to wait around. They sometimes don't realise everything that needs to happen for this to work. So take that advice and make sure you're doing it properly.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Natalie Sutherland there, who is a surrogacy solicitor and partner at the Burgess Mee Family Law Practice. Let us know what you think about it. Big backlash against Lily Collins. We don't have much debate here in Ireland about surrogacy. It is mostly viewed through the prism of the parents who get the baby. That's how we view it. But in other countries, there is a fierce ethical debate about this and whether or not how the surrogate mothers are treated is appropriate at all. And I'd love to know what people...
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.